Welcome back to Lifeline Now. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Rona Cullinan. Good morning, Sharona.
Good morning, Debbie. Hi, thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome, Rona, and you're a woman of many talents. tell us a little bit about yourself. You're involved with makeup and skincare. You're a celebrant. You're a blogger. You do a lot of things. Tell us a little bit about your life.
I do a lot of things, but as I say, I love what I do, so I've never worked a day in my life, so that's kind of the first thing. So I am basically 48. I'm a special needs mom to three amazing kids, so I have two kids with autism, one with Down syndrome, and I suppose they drive me more than anything in the world, but I've been working as a makeup artist, doing weddings, doing photo shoots, celebrity work, everything, for the last 30 years, and I absolutely love being a makeup artist, and as the years have gone on and the whole makeup world has changed a lot, I've now delved into more dealing with the over 40s, and I specialise in makeup tutorials for the over 40s, beauty tips, product reviews, all that kind of thing. So I blog a lot of that on my Instagram pages, but as the pandemic broke in last year, I had the first opportunity of where I wasn't working and wasn't doing weddings. So I've always wanted to have my own brand. So it was kind of the perfect opportunity to go, right, now's the time. I have this free space for the next year at least, because the weddings were just cancelling by the minute. And I launched my brand, Journey Skincare and Beauty. And the brand is very special to me. During the last 4 years, previous to that, my brother-in-law, cancer is always affected. I think I don't think there's anybody in the world here that is not affected by cancer. But 12 years ago, I decided to write a book because I worked with the Look Good, Feel Better Association, which is basically where we went into hospitals, did makeup lessons for patients who were going through cancer. Mm. And I found it so inspiring. So I wrote a book 12 years ago, and I collaborated with the Marie Keating Foundation and ended up giving all of the proceeds of the book to the Marie Keating Foundation. And in the book, now we're going back pre-Google days, there was no Googling or YouTube videos or anything like that back then. So it was basically a step-by-step guide for everybody how to do their own makeup, how to do smoky eyes. And then I had chapters in it specifically for cancer patients on how to recreate eyebrows, eyelashes, how to help their skin. And back then, actually, when I look back now, back then everything was like covering everything. So I suppose as I've grown and matured, it's now about healing the skin rather than and treating the problems rather than just covering them. I think we've evolved a lot since then. Yeah. So my brother-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he was trying different chemos. He was going through a terrible time of having an awful lot of side effects of chemo. And what I found really surprising was that he was just handed a list of the side effects he was going to have, but actually wasn't told what to use. And they weren't allowed to recommend any products. So when he was asking me, what will I use? So, you know, I was giving him some recommendations, and he was reacting to them because of chemicals in them. So I couldn't realise that there's no real range suitable for cancer patients. There's loads of products that have one or two things that are, you know, more sensitive friendly. So that kind of became my mission then when I started my brand. I wanted to have a brand that was suitable for mature skin, but it was also suitable for anyone going through chemo. So because obviously cancer can hit us at any age. So I've evolved Journey Skincare and Beauty. So all the products are completely chemical free. They're handmade here in Ireland. They're using the finest butter, salt, oils from around the world. And what I decided then was to affiliate again with the Marie Keating Foundation. So €1 of every skincare product goes to the Marie Keating Foundation, because especially during the last couple of years, they're so short on funds because of all the, you know, everything being cancelled and no fundraising being done. So it was to support them a little bit as well. And I wanted the packaging to be really important, because I think, for me anyway, when I get something, a gift, or if I buy myself something and do treat myself, I want it to be nice packaging and open it up and feel like, I think all women like to have something pretty. And especially for cancer patients, because they're going through such a hard time, I wanted it to be, you know, I have the cancer ribbon on the logo, and for a particular reason that they can see that it's for a cancer patient, but it's not a medical looking device, if that makes sense. So it's still pretty packaging, but
yeah, it's lovely.
You know, you can see it's for cancer patients. So
exactly.
So, yeah, now, Rona,
you're a very busy woman. Now, you mentioned Look Good, Feel Better. We've done interviews over the years with the people who work down there in the Matter or in Eccles Street. And they do great work. They really do. I didn't realise myself, only until a friend of mine was going through chemo, that you lose everything, eyebrows, even down to toenails. And like that, you say the skin, your skin can become so sensitive. I didn't even realise all that. So it's really important, as you said, that you use creams that aren't going to irritate your skin, you know, with perfumes and stuff like that. So it's great that you brought that out. And
it's not to say you can't react to non-chemical products either. So you always patch test. That's one thing that I'll always say, is always patch test. Now, we do little sample kits that if you need to try it, if you're very sensitive to products, you can try them out, you know what I mean, to make sure you're suitable for them, because I say you can react to natural products as well, but it's highly unusual. But you become much more sensitive to smell, to all products, and like a lot of people thinking they're doing, you know, the best thing is to buy somebody something nice, you know, some nice creams and stuff. But you know, a lot of the time they can't use this during treatment. They're advised not to use anything with chemicals.
Yeah.
As well.
And as I said, you're a makeup artist for years. I worked in the cosmetic range years ago. I worked in a chemist in Hayes Cunningham and Robinson's, going back years now, but worked in the cosmetics. But nowadays, I look at the young people on TikTok and Instagram doing their makeup. Some of them are just, they're so good at doing makeup now compared to the way we were going back years ago. You just do, you know, you put your own.
Listen, really, I did like my first wedding makeup with sponges and like sponge applicators. Like, when I think back to what I did, I said at the time as well, like, they have, I mean, they're so talented, the young girls growing up are so, because they're growing up with makeup. Like, most of us who grew up in the kind of 80s as a teenager, like, our parents didn't wear an awful lot of makeup, so you didn't grow up in that era, and we had to just trial and error. But I'm sure, I mean there is the other extreme where they're covering themselves so much that they can't see their natural beauty as well. They're piling on so much makeup. Like, I see them putting concealer under their eyes and triangles, and they don't even have dark circles under their eyes or baggy eyes. It's just this trend. And no more than I'm sure our parents had heart attacks when we went out with pink and blue eyeshadow all over our eyes, going, what in Jesus' name?
I'm shocked at looking at
the line, the makeup on the jaw. Like, you know, so it's just the era, but they're so much better doing it than we were growing up.
Yeah, Jesus, they're so talented. But, I mean, you know, makeup does change. And I remember working in the skin specialist saying, like, your skin changes every 7 years, or that could have changed all by now. But I have noticed, and I'm sure many women who are listening today of this 40, 50 age group, when you're hitting that time of your life in the menopause, your skin changes, your hair changes, you know, it can become thinner. And, you know, it's now that you kind of say, yeah, I'm going to start looking after myself, getting rid of the bags under your eyes. But how do you do it? Like, you specialise now in over 40s makeup. So what way should it be done different for people of our age group than younger people?
Well, the main thing, as you just said there yourself, is your skin changes as you get older. And a lot of people, when I'm doing makeup lessons, or I was doing loads of class, I'm doing online, another online course coming out really soon, especially for the over 40s. But it's basically your skin, a lot of people are still using the same products that they used back 20 years ago. And as your skin changes, you need to change with it. So your skincare is the most important part of it, because if your makeup is not sitting right or it's too heavy on you, that's where you're going to have it going into lines and wrinkles, and it's going to show off more. And also the other thing is a lot of trends going around with highlighting, contouring, all that kind of thing, which is fine. But when it's being done on somebody who has lines and wrinkles or bags or anything like that, it needs to be done differently. And it's all about placement and products, and using the right products. Nothing too shimmery, nothing too iridescent, because again, anything over lines is just going to pop them out. So I do loads of makeup tutorials. I have on my page, it's by Rona X on Instagram. I do loads of tutorials, and I have an over 40s Facebook group, which is just over 40s women. I do allow a few 38-year-olds, 39-year-olds, because they keep going, oh no, I'm too young. I'm like, it's coming for you, girl. You need to get in there and get prep and get ahead of yourself. So a lot to do with your skincare, and using the right primer underneath, using the right products. And, you know, you can still, I wear full glam when I'm going on a night out, which are not very often, but I do wear the full glam, full smoky eyes. And it can be done, but it should be to bring out your features, not to hide them and not to cover them. And maybe changing, you know, adding more blush. So many women in their 40s don't wear enough blusher. And as you get older, your skin gets more kind of drawn and you get more tired looking. And that's when you need to add the youthful appearance back in. So they're all little simple tricks, but they are amazing when they work, you know. But there's nothing to say. I've brought out a range of lashes as well, again, specifically for people who don't want to look like a drag queen and want to have a more natural.
I wouldn't have my head to put them on. Even my daughters, they just put them on a few minutes. I have never worn lashes. And
I will send you out to challenge you to put a pair of lashes on.
They'd probably end up on my chin or something. Are they hard to put on?
It is a bit about practice. I have a lash glue liner, which makes it an awful lot easier. So if you're good at putting liner on, these are like a glue and a liner all in one. So you literally just put the liner on and the lashes stick to the liner. So it saves you having to mess around with glue and all that. But it is just a bit of practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
But once you get used to doing them, it really is nice, you know. But it's, you know, it's only for the odd occasion. You wouldn't necessarily wear them every day, but it's nice to feel that little bit of glam when you do go out. And as we hit menopause years, you know, we've enough drain in us between already having kids, work, life in general, and a pandemic on top of it. It really is important. And probably my biggest message with the skincare routine is to make that time, even if it's 5 minutes in the morning. I have a crazy life with, as I say, with three kids with special needs and working full time, having a business on the side and everything else. But I still make time, 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes evening, and I've started to make my skincare routine part of my daily ritual. My products have they're all made, as I say, from natural products. The smells are incredible, and anybody using them will tell you that. It's like a spa. So I make a little spa session at home in the morning, even. That's when I do my little positive affirmations and set my mindset for the day to be on top of my mental health and to, you know, to give myself that 5 minutes. You can all make 5 minutes in the day to just be just for you and just to have your bit of time. And I think it's so important to set your momentum for the day so that you can stay on top of life, because it's tough enough. And as I say, with menopause coming, I'm getting ready. I had a gastric bypass there 20 weeks ago.
Well done.
And I'm starting to do things now in my 40s. Well, I'm late 40s. However, I'm always going to say I'm over 40, because over 40 kind of counts from 40 to 100. So I'm never going to do the over 50s, over 60s. I'm just sticking with over 40s.
I'll stick with that.
That's my strategy anyway.
So what should we be using, Rowan? What skincare of women of our age should we be using? Like, is it for mature skin, your skincare range? Would it be for mature skin?
It's actually perfect for it, because your skin as you get older gets much drier. And that's where, when your skin gets dry or dehydrated, that's when fine lines come into the skin more. Now, some of it's going to be hereditary. So a lot of people have bags under their eyes or dark circles. It's a hereditary thing, and nothing's really going to stop it. There is non-surgical stuff you can get done, and there is surgical stuff you can get done, of course. But in general, to really boost your skin, you need to add a lot more moisture into it. Most people's skin get a lot drier, get a lot more dehydrated. So a lot more water on the inside, so you're doing it. I take multivitamins. You can boost up all your immune system that way. But from the outside, then you want to add in a really good moisturizer, under eye serum, body butters, things like that, to really nourish your skin.
Mm.
Because again, during menopause, you can get a lot of dry, itchy skin. Mary Byrne, who's one of my ambassadors for the brand, she would always tell you, like, when she was going through the menopause, her skin got so itchy and tight.
Yeah.
And she adores the products, and she'll tell you herself, she lashes on the body butter all over, and she finds it totally relieves the itching and helps to revive her skin. It gives your skin back a glow, because there's nothing worse than, as you get older, that creppy skin look.
Tired look.
And another area that women always forget to do, we always moisturise our face and our neck, but we never do our chest area. And that's where you get the fine lines and wrinkles as well, and the skin starts sagging. And so really important. And what I recommend is to literally to massage around that area every day, every night, as you're going to bed. And one, it's going to moisturize your skin and keep that skin as supple as possible to stop the creppiness and the fine lines creeping in. But also, it's a way of checking for lumps and bumps without making a mental, you know, the worry of doing it. If you get to know your body well by massaging your breast area every night, you will also notice anything different happening, and that's when you get early diagnosis and, you know, keep on top of that end of things as well. So it's kind of two for the one, but you're not making a, you know, that dreaded check of yourself. It can be a nightly routine, and you get the benefit. And think of it as keeping you nice and young looking, because there's nothing worse than having a lovely tight face and then the neck gives it all away.
Anna, you're right. That's one thing, like your chest, you don't really, like everyone, your face, your eyes, your neck, but no one really kind of, you'd mention your chest. So it is very important. And the other thing is, you don't want to be lashing on as well loads of eyeshadow. That's kind of, you know, too young for you. Like avoid, they say, glitter and sparkle eyeshadows and stuff like that. What about hooded eyes as well? Like, is there anything you can do for that to make them less hooded?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely using more matte shades. I know Carter Beauty do a fantastic matte smooth nude matte eyeshadows, and they're amazing because they're all matte. And as I say, I'm always doing tutorials. I didn't have hooded eyes growing up, but what I have is aged hooded eyes. So basically, where my eyebrows are coming down, so they've created kind of a hood on my eyes, which is quite, you know, normal as well. So I do a lot of tutorials on hooded eyes on the page as well. But yeah, basically what you want to do is bring it up onto the hood. Bring your eyeshadow softly up onto the hooded area, so you're going to try and cover it. What a lot of women do is they keep the eyeshadow within the space under the hood, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And it actually makes the hood look bigger. Yeah. Or else they use like a shimmer on top of the hood, which makes it stand out more. So again, it's about placement and using the right products. But yeah, you know, you may have to not do eyeliner as much. You can't do your winged look, you know, it disappears into the wing. But there is techniques to, you know, to softly define the lash line. Lashes are great as well, because they pull the eye open and they also make your eyes stand out more.
I'll definitely try them down, because I have hooded eyes. I have always had kind of hooded eyes, but I've noticed when I get, you know, as I'm getting older, they're getting worse, and I'm saying, oh, I'd love to get something done on them, but I don't want to go through the surgery of it. But
the surgery
something
of it. Yeah, it's quite a severe surgery.
Yeah.
I've looked at it several times and gone, oh, geez, no, it just looks too.
It looks too.
But
sore,
I know women have had it done and amazing results, but it's not for me either, you know. Obviously, you know, you have Botox and stuff like that, which will help. I have had Botox done to on one side of my eye to lift that. I have one eyebrow that drops more than the other, so I have had that lifted a little bit at times, but it's so hard to maintain, because you literally every 3 months having to get it done. So I haven't maintained it during lockdown or anything like that. But you know, there is makeup techniques that can help and improve it, and less is more sometimes. A lot of people think, you know, the more you throw on, the more it's going to cover, but it's not. It's about bringing out your eyes rather than kind of just shoving on a load of makeup. It's about placement, and it can really, really help.
And tell us, if people are listening this morning now, Rona, and they want to get some of your tips, tell us about the page you have. You're on TikTok, you're on Instagram as well.
I'm on TikTok, Instagram, and my Facebook group. So if you go on to Instagram, it's by Rona X, as in little kiss. So by Rona X, and on there, you'll see in the bio, you'll have the link to all the different things. But TikTok is just Rona Cullinan, and my Facebook group is Rona's Over 40s Gang. And that's a great group of just over, because I'm on live there every week doing tutorials, doing beauty tips, product reviews, again, everything to do with Over 40. And I have special guests come in, so I have different guests for different things. So I have other makeup artists coming in. I have, you know, people who specialise in over 40s fitness, over 40s styling, women in business over 40s, all really women.
Brilliant.
In their over 40s, and it's just a nice group of, and it's fun. We keep it really fun and positive, and so that's growing really big at the moment now as well. But I'd say I have my over 40s makeup course coming out in the next couple of weeks, which will be specifically, and it'll be targeted especially with products and everything for the over 40s. So I'm really excited about that.
And is that online, Rona?
It's going to be online, be an online course. So you can watch it as many times as you want. You'll just basically be, you know, you can just log in, and so you can do it step by step with me, and then they'll be broken down into sections like that hooded eyes, the top tips for hooded eyes and everything. So it'll be everything you need in one course, which you can do like at home in your own time. So, because I know we all have busy lives at the moment for courses. So
brilliant. And it is,
and
you
then,
know,
My range as well at Journey Skincare and Beauty is on the website, Journey Skincare and Beauty. That's all on there.
And that's
there
on the
well.
Website. And can you buy that in a shop or just online?
Yeah, your local pharmacy stock it. They're all over Dublin, Meath and Newbridge. And then also Roach's Hair Solutions in Kimmage. They are a wig specialist, so they deal a lot with cancer patients. They stock it there as well. And then it's online then on my own website.
And Roach's Hair Supplies, I know a lot of women, like we've set up a group for the menopause ladies. That'd be one for you to get on as well to talk about. Because, you know, a lot of ladies in this age group lose their confidence completely. Try to hold down their job. Some people actually have to give up their job because they just can't cope with what's going on inside their body. So it's great to be able to talk and get it out there a little bit more.
Absolutely. Mm. And what Roaches actually do as well, what I got for myself, now I suffered with alopecia over the years, I've got very thin hair on a good day, always have, and but when I as I was getting older, my hair is obviously thinning more, and it's one thing that happens a lot to women in their 40s. When I had a gastric bypass, one of the symptoms of it is, one of the side effects of it is having a lot of hair loss, which I'm going through now at the moment. So what I did, actually, I went to Anne Roach, who is absolutely amazing. She's so lovely to talk to. And I got a hair topper, because I've worn extensions all my life, but it's not where, it's not the bulk of my hair, it's the top of my head that has kind of the thinning patches.
Oh, very good.
And they do a hair topper. It's only a small little piece that sits on top of your head. And again, my videos of this on my page, but it's amazing, and it just gives you the volume back to the top of your head. It's so natural looking, and it gives you that confidence back. So if you are going through that, even if it's only to wear during nights out, so it's not only for cancer patients, it's great for anyone with thinning hair, or, you know, as I say, we get older, we get the thinning patches, or stress and anxiety as well is another huge factor for losing hair. And it just gives you that, and it's amazing the difference. You know, you're not worried about bending down or, and it just literally clips onto the top of your head. It's very lightweight to wear. It's amazing. So Anne Roach's Hair Solutions in Kimmage do that. And I say, I've all the information on my page. I have a video of me wearing the piece as well. So and it's for young and old. It's not for just over 40.
Yeah, because a lot of women are in the group are saying that they feel they have kind of just got very thin on top. So that's a great idea to have. That's Anne Roche's in Kimmage.
In Kimmage.
So that's all on your page. So anything really we need to ask, skin, anything like that, hair, is go on to your page. So you're on.
It's okay. Send me a message. And I say, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. But they can send me a message. I answer every single message. And as I say, then the group is there if you want to come in and join, and you can just watch. You know, it's it's the same place for kind of, as I say, women our age. And I'm doing lots of, like, I have a series going at the moment where I do a lot of treatments for the over 40s. So I've been getting some treatments done and literally videoing it from, you know, step one, like the whole way through the treatment, to show, like, down to, I did a video last week of my chiropractor because so many women are afraid of going and looking after themselves and you know, spending a bit of time on themselves. So, and because they're afraid of it, they don't know what this is, what it involves, what the treatment is. So I'm going to video a lot of the treatments being done to show, you know, it's not as scary, and this is the benefits of it. So
it's great having social media for this. Like, I know we give out about social media and it can have its downsides, but in the last year or so, like, it's great to have other people, other women to talk to. I've seen that with the menopause group, it's like a lifesaver for them. They were suffering in silence on their own, had no one to talk to. And it's great now that it's coming out, and actually it's been recognised that, you know, women are going through the menopause and they're suffering, and they don't have to suffer because they've all been afraid to take HRT, and now they're getting educated about it, you know. So it's great to have
much information, and you're listening to other women's experiences as well. Like, I haven't hit menopause yet, but I'm trying to get as ready for it as I can, so I go into it positively and aware, and as much, you know, help I can get during it. And we need to help ourselves, because nobody's going to do it for us, you know. As we get older, as I say, you know, we've been through a lot, we're tired, so you have to physically make that time for yourself every day and go, right, well, look, this is coming, I'm going to get ready for it. And I think when you go into something with a positive mindset, you can do anything.
Yeah,
you really can.
You see, it's changed, Rhona. Years ago, women of our age kind of just died very young, and that was it. So now we're living a lot longer without estrogen, so we need to, you know, we need to get the estrogen back into us. We need to, as you said, look after ourselves. We've rare children, so it's time now to look after us. So I could talk to you for ages, Rhona. There's loads more we could talk about, but we'll have you on again, and we'll talk about more. But before I let you go, we're doing a little giveaway today for a listener. So can you tell us what it is?
Yes, so this is the A New You gift box, and it's so apt for what we've just been talking about. So it's about looking after yourself. So it's kind of giving yourself a new you, a new feel for yourself. So you have the cleansing oil, you have the body butter, and you have a set of the magnetic lashes. So the magnetic lashes and liner, which are the simplest way of putting on lashes. So I challenge anybody who has never put on lashes to give them a go. But it's a gorgeous gift box. It's worth €70. And it gives you a full little pampering session at home for yourself.
Right, so if you want a chance to win that, you can text me on 087 69 44 500. Listen, thanks a million, Rhona, for talking to us this morning. And we'll have you on again real soon, and we could talk about more. We could talk and talk. There's loads I wanted to ask you, but just time's running out. But we will. We'll have you on again, and we'll have a good chat again about something else to do with over 40 women. Okay?
Yes, perfect, Jamie. Thank you so much.
Okay, Rhona. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.